Up next, we have. Agenda paper nine, Denise.
Thank you. Yeah, agenda paper nine provides an analysis of the four comment letters that we receive on the tentative agenda decision on the condensed statement of cash flows. Our recommendation after analyzing these comments is to finalize the agenda decision without any further changes for the reasons that we provide in the paper. We are asking the committee whether he agrees with this recommendation.
Comments?
Any objections? Oh, I have a couple of people all of a sudden who want to comment. Carl, Bruce, Laura.
I think IS 34 is absolutely clear. I agree with staff's proposal.
Bruce?
Yeah, my only comment was we spoke earlier about that we must be careful the agenda decisions don't become an interpretation. And my only comment was when I read this, you know, I think that when we start saying, you know, we think it's pretty clear, but a three-line presentation would generally not meet the requirements of IS 34. I think it's a bit of it's a bit of an interesting sentence because it says, well, we you know, just the way we've worded it, and that the three-line presentation would generally not meet them. It's like kind of saying, well, are we saying it doesn't? Are we saying it does? Or are we saying IS 34 is clear? So I think I find I was happy with everything until that last sentence, which I kind of got a bit thrown by saying, well, are we then saying that we can't do this? Because if you're saying, when you say generally not, you're saying, well, it is still permissible, in which case we're kind of saying it's. So I just was just a bit concerned about that second last paragraph, the last sentence. But I just wasn't sure what we were saying to people with it.
And the difficulty is that was kind of the essence of the issue that ESMA brought to us.
And I agree, and that's why I'm saying we've got to make a decision. Either we think you can do it or you can't do it. You know, and if we're saying, well, it is permissible under IS 34, well, then it's permissible. It's not generally, it is or it isn't. I don't know if ESMA was saying that they preferred was not permissible. That's a different story. So I'm saying if we think it's not permissible, then that's, I think, a bit stronger potentially than just a gender decision.
We're taking ESMA's name in vain. Patrick, Sorry. Did you want to weigh in on this one here?
Yes. It seems to me that the end of this sentence is strange, and I agree with Ruth on that. I think if you want to make it clear that it wouldn't be in accordance with the standard, you should incorporate some of the discussion that is in paragraphs 26, 27, and 28. All the basis is there. You just need to find a way to put it into the final agenda decision.
Laurence?
It's also with that penultimate paragraph, the last sentence. I was wondering whether adding the word alone to say it so that it reads and the entity more, and that a three-line presentation alone would generally not meet the requirement in IS 34. Because it has been explained elsewhere that perhaps if you have notes and so on that provides additional detail, would it be acceptable in that case? You know, so are we saying that it's just the three lines without anything, or?
Well, this is in essence the question we're asking. I mean, what I'm trying to say is in essence, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, are there circumstances in which we believe a three-line cash flow is acceptable? If the answer is yes, then we need to take out that last paragraph because we're saying, well, it is acceptable. Yes, there's a whole lot of judgments, and I agree, but we're saying it is acceptable in terms of what IS 34 requires for cash flow.
Well, I think by saying generally, you're saying it's a possibility. It would be rare, but there could be a time.
But then I'm saying, then to me, the last sentence becomes very, then why have we got that last sentence? We've given our rationale, we said what IS 34 says, and we're saying that you could have that.
Yeah.
I just get concerned that when we start saying words like generally not, My question would be, well, are you saying that I can't use a three-line, or are you saying that I can?
No, I think it says you can. I read that.
I agree.
Flip it around, you'd say, you could actually say that it's unlikely to meet, and they're all the same sorts of things. They're similes. You're saying it's a small set, but I still think it's still opening it up. So you either say you can't do it, which seems to conflict with Bayes 34, or else you say that most cases you're going to find it more as necessary. But
you see, if somebody's raised the issue, they want to do a three-line cash flow, and if they read this, they're going to say this doesn't say that I can't do it. So what I'm saying is, I'm not convinced that this agenda finalisation is really going to give anybody any clarity. I'm saying all it's saying is it's saying, guys, we think under ICE 34, you've got to make a judgment in terms of what you think is correct. And I just think that last paragraph, I would point to, if I was the guy who wanted to do a three-line cash flow, I would point to that last sentence and say, you see, the IFRIC agree with me. I can do a three-line sentence. So,
but if I may, I think if you make a reference to paragraph OB20, the one that is included in paragraph 26B, and if you had the comment that is at the end of 28, where you say, we think that the current requirement to present information about the entity's performance includes information about the entity's cash flows, then it would make it clear what the judgment that you had as an interpretations committee, and avoid readers that would try to use this gender decision to argue that three-line items are acceptable.
My sense of the conclusion the committee reached was, certainly there may be a situation in which you would reach the conclusion that you only need three lines. As Alan said, that would be a diminishingly small set. And perhaps changing the emphasis to say it is unlikely to meet the requirements, or in only rare circumstances, or if presumed not to, so some set of words that say, if you think you're going to get away with this, you got another think coming, would help. I understand the tell me where it says I can't problem, but that's inherent in 34.
I agree. If we wanted to leave it in, I agree with you, then we need to put something around the rare. My only fear is that I can see the next agenda item being a discussion of what are the rare circumstances. But at least in that way, you're right, we'd limit it. Whereas at the moment, I don't think we've put any cap on it. We've just kind of turned there and said, you basically can do it.
It would be a case of linking it to being conditional on meeting those comments that we've got in 26, 27, 28.
Something like that, yeah.
And do we want to frame it in that case to presenting three-line items only?
Yeah.
Alone, because maybe you may have three lines, but something says in the notes.
John?
I just comment that, the basis, I think, of putting in that it generally wouldn't meet was that the committee didn't feel it was in a position to say that there would not be circumstances where it might meet the criteria. And what this agenda decision is pointing out is all the requirements within IAS 34 that touch on what you have to present. So it's putting all those there and then saying, and generally a three-line won't meet that. I mean, it seems to me that was what the committee actually discussed. and this is reflecting that the committee noted. So we're not actually writing a standard here, we're writing an agenda decision, it seems to me, to reflect the discussion we had.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I did think that was useful from the current paper to build in might be just a clarification that financial performance does include cash flows, because I think, I've always considered that I would never have considered that it didn't include cash flows as well as profit, but to add that clarification, just in case there are people there who think that financial performance and position refers only to the balance sheet and the income statement, it might be useful to include that in the agenda decision.
Tony?
Very similar to John's comments, in fact. I think this does actually capture the conversation we had last time, which was that, there are circumstances, they may be rare, but there are circumstances in which it would be acceptable. And so I think this does capture the discussion that we actually had. I wouldn't object, I'm subject to what everybody else feels, if we articulated that in a different way. Because I don't think we can say it's not permitted, because I don't think there's a rule there. I think it's about judgment. It's just quite hard to envisage the circumstances where so little has happened in an interim period that just having it three lines is going to meet the other requirements that are referred to in the staff statement. So as I say, I would probably have been comfortable to go ahead with it the way it is, but I also wouldn't object if others feel it would be helpful to clarify it in the way perhaps that that Patrick suggested.
Mm-hmm. Andrew, and then Sandy, and then I'm going to wrap it up.
Yeah, likewise, I'm fine with this proposed wording. I think it does capture the conversation. We're giving directional guidance. We can't set a bright line because IS 34 doesn't set a bright line, but we are pointing out some of the broader guidance and principles in IS 34 that would make it a very high bar to clear before you can justify a three-line statement. So I'm fine with it.
Sandy?
I guess I was echoing some of the comments that John made, because I don't think not everyone thinks financial performance includes cash flows. And that's evidenced, at least in the U.S., by the fact that most press releases don't include cash flows on the interim basis. You'll see them in the financial statements, but you don't see them in the press release. That only comes later. So I think it's important, you know, if somebody wants to not disclose the cash flows, unlikely to and generally not, won't dissuade them, I don't think. But something to the effect of meet the requirements because financial performance includes information about the cash flows might be helpful to add to reflect the conversation. I don't know that we can dissuade anyone who doesn't want to do it from not doing it. I think we can just simply point that out. Mm-hmm. But financial performance is not always, many people think, include cash flows.
Okay. Couple of ways to skin this. We've had a suggestion. I'm going to call for shows of hands here. First suggestion is that we incorporate language that says, by the way, financial performance as it is used in IFRSs includes cash flows. Those who would agree with adding that?
Okay.
Second proposal is that we change the emphasis from qualified to negative. So instead of generally, we use a different adverb, rarely would, or as Laurence.
Unlikely.
Pardon me?
They suggested also unlikely.
Unlikely, taken alone, some language like that that may semantically mean the same, but comes out taking a different emphasis. So those who would like to slant it to the negative.
Eight.
Okay. Eight. That's sufficient. you'll see it and update then.
Okay, yes.
Okay, our next contestant is Denise, agenda paper 10.
Okay. Agenda paper 10 provides a draft of the final agenda decision, and this final draft reflects the conclusions reached by the Interpretations Committee at its May 2014 meeting. So the purpose of this session is to ask the committee whether it agrees with this drafting.